This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A fire department in Yuma County is mourning the recent deaths of two volunteers. Firefighter Darcy Stallings was killed in a vehicle crash while responding to an incident last weekend. Then, earlier this week, Larry Wyant was killed while working a small brush fire. The deaths come as many volunteer departments in rural areas struggle with short staffing. The Colorado State Auditor's Office says COVID-19 prevention measures at state-run community living centers for veterans led to lower infection rates compared to similar non-state facilities. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Colorado has five state-owned living centers which provide nursing home care and other services for veterans and their spouses. Auditors found implementing state and federal guidance around COVID-19 was successful in bringing down infections and death. Meanwhile, other similar residential healthcare facilities saw infection rates nearly four times higher during the worst months of the pandemic. Overall, the state vet centers saw 174 infections and 58 COVID deaths in residents between March 2020 and August of this year. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The head coach for the University of Northern Colorado's women's soccer team collected his 68th championship win this week, making him the coach with the most wins in league history. Tim Barrera is the longest tenured coach at the university with 21 years under his belt. He's had many accomplishments in that time. He's helped place 47 student athletes in the All Big Sky team and led UNC to the NCAA tournament in 2015 and 2019. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's a chilly day on the western slope today. In Grand Junction, the high will be 58 with lots of sun. Right now it's 39.